This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
I've never seen a game that's more likely to finish 0-0, and so it'll probably end up 5-4.
I
think 7-1, one of the games of the weekend was 7-1 to finish 0-0, and that was the shortest I'd seen. It wasn't Everton Liverpool, it was another one. And obviously, that got chinned.
I think it was Burnley West Brom, maybe.
I'm just going to go for no goal scorer in this game because I can't see anybody scoring.
13-2 for no goal scorer.
Yeah, as short as it's been, but you know, it's rightly so.
See, I'm going the other way here. I look at the prices for the for unders and the goals, and it just makes me want to go for the other side of it. Under 2.5 is 1-2, so I'm going over 2.5 at 6-4. I just don't think if you get a price. I think if you get over 2.5 at 6-4, you've got to take it personally. And I know all the stats go against what I'm saying, but you know, these two teams have got to start taking the games by the scruff of the neck sooner or later. Although they're in the bottom three. Obviously had a really good result at the weekend, almost came away with all 3 points. You know, Villa are so close to the drop zone still on 22 points. I'm saying what you normally say, Derek, really. You know, when you see, just out of being bloody minded, I'm going for over 2.5 just because it's 6-4.
Yeah,
it's an easy bet to land, isn't it? You know, if an early goal goes in, you know, you're pretty much guaranteed, I reckon. So, going against the grain a little bit with all the stats, and the stats are compelling. You know, Hull have scored 11 goals away from home, and they've only scored 10 at home. Villa, of course, have scored 4 goals away from home, but if they're going to score them anywhere, it'll be at Hull, surely. I'm not convinced myself, it's just a pure price play.
Yeah,
one of those where if it lands, you go, yeah, there you go. If it doesn't, you go, yeah, well, I was just chancing my arm.
Yeah. Was it not a sign that Hull are going back the right direction against City at the weekend, though?
Yeah, they were better, but then they didn't have to make the game, did they? You can sit back and defend and be organised. Making the game is more difficult, I think. I think that's the problem that they've got. And if they do open up, then you know, they could be in trouble. I mean, you know, they couldn't at home. Over 2.5 landed in the last game. They lost 3-0 to Newcastle. They haven't been the highest scorers away from home. And, you know, Villa, over 2.5 landed in their game as well. They lost 5-0 to Arsenal. So it's just the nils on either side that is the worry, admittedly.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.